Hey, this is John Lee Dumas from EO Fire, and you're listening to Elective Rotation with Pharmacy Joe. You must be prepared to ignite.
What's up, Pharmacy Nation? I'm Pharmacy Joe. Thank you for listening to the Elective Rotation, a critical care pharmacy podcast. This is episode 53. In this episode, I'll discuss an article about evaluating the presence of pain in patients with ICU delirium, answer the drug information question, does quetiapine reduce the duration of ICU delirium, and share a resource I use to find information about the prevention and treatment of ICU delirium. I have all the evidence supporting today's show linked up in the show notes at pharmacyjoe.com/episode53. If you know someone who would find this podcast helpful, please share it with them. If you're already in the Pharmacy Nation Slack group, make sure you have downloaded the Slack app from the App Store on your phone or tablet. Installing the mobile app for Slack is what enables real-time messaging with other pharmacists. If you're not already in the Pharmacy Nation group, why not? It's free. You can sign up at pharmacynation.org. The article I'm discussing today is titled Validation of the Critical Care Pain Observation Tool in Critically Ill Patients with Delirium, a Prospective Cohort Study. The lead author is Salman Kanji, and this was published ahead of print in the journal Critical Care Medicine, January 2016. Despite the high incidence of ICU delirium, currently available tools to evaluate the presence of pain in ICU patients have not been validated in patients with delirium. The purpose of the study was to investigate the validity of the Critical Care Pain Observation Tool, which I'll call CPOT, in patients with ICU delirium. The study was a prospective cohort study in two ICUs within a Canadian tertiary healthcare center. The authors enrolled 40 consecutive adult patients deemed delirious on the day of enrollment using the CAM-ICU method. Serial critical care pain observation tool assessments were conducted simultaneously by study personnel and objective nurses at baseline and after non-painful and painful stimuli. Subjective opinions about pain and objective physical variables such as mean arterial pressure, heart rate, respiratory rate, and oxygen saturation were collected at the same time points. The Critical Care Pain Observation Tool demonstrated excellent discriminant validity as evidenced by a highly statistically and clinically significant change in mean critical care pain observation tool scores between baseline and painful procedures. Inter-rater agreement was also excellent, and scores between raters were highly correlated. The Critical Care Pain Observation Tool possessed a high level of internal consistency. Percent agreement was found to be greater between the Critical Care Pain Observation Tool and the nurse's subjective opinion of the presence or absence of pain when compared with that between the Critical Care Pain Observation Tool and physiologic variables. The authors concluded that the Critical Care Pain Observation Tool is a valid pain assessment tool in non-comatose, delirious adult ICU patients who are unable to reliably self-report the presence or absence of pain. I found this study to be significant since it is the first to establish that CPOT is a valid pain assessment tool in patients with ICU delirium. My institution's current assessment for patients unable to verbally communicate pain is the behavioral pain scale, and I have a link to that in the show notes, pharmacyjoe.com/episode53. This study makes me want to consider using the CPOT instead to have one scale for patients unable to verbally communicate pain, whether they have delirium or not. On to the drug information question. Does quetiapine reduce the duration of ICU delirium? My answer is probably not. Evidence that suggests quetiapine helps resolve delirium is weak. In 2010, a pilot study reported quetiapine use was associated with faster delirium resolution. Follow-up analysis did not find that quetiapine use was associated with a faster resolution of either hypoactivity or hyperactivity associated with delirium. The 2013 Society of Critical Care Medicine guidelines on pain, agitation, and delirium noted that evidence to use quetiapine as a treatment for delirium was weak. A retrospective study published in August 2015 in Pharmacotherapy reported that exposure to one or more doses of quetiapine was associated with a significant reduction in the duration of the first delirium episode. However, the study is full of known and unknown confounders. In addition, the retrospective, uncontrolled nature of the study precludes using it as a basis to recommend the routine use of quetiapine in ICU delirium. A prospective, randomized control trial examining antipsychotic effect on the duration of delirium is currently recruiting patients. And the resource I'd like to share in this show is the website icudelirium.org. This website is managed by Vanderbilt University Medical Center. They are also the same group that is responsible for the ongoing clinical trial on ICU delirium that I just mentioned. The website hosts tons of resources on the prevention and treatment of ICU delirium. It offers resources for patient families and medical professionals, including videos on implementing an ICU delirium prevention bundle. Listeners can support the show when they shop using my link to Amazon. It will cost you no extra money, and I will receive a small commission from Amazon. Just use my link, pharmacyjoe.com/shop, to take you to Amazon each time you shop. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you in the next episode of the Elective Rotation.